Hi there. The word for you today is, do you feel inadequate? In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16, the Apostle Paul asks this question, who is equal to such a task? And in chapter 3, the very next chapter, he answers it. And I quote 2 Corinthians 3, verse 5, our competence comes from God. We're aware of our limitations, aren't we? Especially when it comes to meeting the needs of our families, fulfilling the demands of our jobs, persevering in spite of the energy drain and the chronic pain, battling a long-standing habit, learning a new job after being laid off, staying in a difficult marriage, and finding the strength needed to keep forging ahead when our dreams seem to fall apart. Yep, we pretend that we've got it together. We act like we're capable of handling any situation, but deep down, we know we're not. The truth is, without God's grace and power, we are inadequate. This is a tough concept for proud, assertive-type people to accept. Goes against their grain and undermines their ego to have to acknowledge that without God, they don't know the right thing to do, or the right way to do it, or where the power to do it will come from. Yep, it's tough for them to admit that they've got to consciously rely on God at all times. But you know what? Once you adopt that stance and start depending on God, you're on the threshold of the life you've always wanted. What was the secret of Paul's strength? He tells us 2 Corinthians 12, verse 10, reading from the Message. He writes, I just let Christ take over, and so the weaker I get, the stronger I become. D.L. Moody said, when a man has no strength, if he leans on God, he becomes powerful. So, regardless of how long you have walked with Jesus, never forget that every ounce of your adequacy comes from Him. And that is the word for you today.